This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is, in Article 1 of the Constitution of the United States, a discussion of a kind of agreement known as an interstate compact, agreements between states. Maybe the best known? Driver's licenses. You get a license in one state, you can use it in the other 49. And, yes, the District of Columbia. Of late, there have been interstate compacts around specific professions, too, including teaching. At least 10 states are considering joining an interstate compact that would make it easier for teachers licensed in one state to work in another. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
Superintendent Mark Lori leads the Niagara Falls School District in Western New York, and he would love to do more hiring of experienced teachers from out of state. But
there are people who say, you know what? I don't want to go through the whole process of having to see what I have to do in New York State. Do I have to pay another fee? Do I have to take another test?
This new teacher compact would let teachers in states that join get certified more easily in other states that join. People moving between participating states wouldn't have to dig up 20-year-old transcripts or pay hundreds of dollars in fees to be eligible for teaching jobs. Adam Deersing is a policy analyst with the Council of State Governments, which works with states to develop these agreements.
One of the things that's true across all interstate compacts is they require some degree of trust. A good teacher in Missouri is also going to be a good teacher in Washington.
This compact was proposed by the Department of Defense because people in the military move a lot and their spouses can have a hard time landing teaching jobs in new places. But it could have implications for all teachers. Chad Alderman is the policy director at the Edunomics Lab at Georgetown.
Teachers are far less likely to move across state lines than other professions. And it's tied to these licensure rules.
This would be the first interstate occupational license compact not related to healthcare. Previous ones have allowed nurses to move freely between dozens of states. And Adam Deersing at the Council of State Governments says this one could help meet demand for educators.
You know, we do think that there's a set of the teaching population that we're losing every year pretty much across the country because of these barriers.
And schools, especially those on state borders, are missing out on talent because they can't always easily hire people who live in the vicinity. I'm Stephanie Hughes from Marketplace.